How to transcend fear. Well, before you can transcend fear, you should understand how fear works and also how big the problem of fear is in this world. In fact, you might say this world as we know it is built on fear. Our society is built on fear. For instance, in this world, countries are very, very important. But what is a nation? A nation is a part of the world that we consider as our own. I am Dutch, and Dutch people, just like other people, think that they own a part of the world and that they can do it as they like. And especially in past centuries, people beyond the border were considered as strange. So we had to have an army protect ourselves. So this is just an example of what fear-based thinking leads to. It leads to war, a way of thinking where we have to possess as much as we can. But let's go back to the core of the problem. How does fear work? Fear tells you that there is a problem outside you, a threat, something you need to focus your attention on. It forces your attention on something outside you that is threatening you. So, this generates a worldview, not a worldview of oneness, but a worldview of duality, a worldview of struggle. You are here and something outside you is threatening you and you have to protect yourself. So when your thinking start on based is based on fear, it is always a kind of dualistic worldview, and it generates always a kind of thinking, okay, I have to protect myself, I am not safe, and I should do certain things to be safe. And this is why we have nations. This is why we have armies. This is why we have big buildings with big walls. This is why we stay on one place. This is why we don't meet other people. This is why we don't have time for other people, for our children. Because we are always living in fear, all kinds of fear, and we're always very, very busy addressing these fears, trying to overcome them, trying to be safe. But there is no easy escape, because the fear is always there. And it will always find new threats. There are so many things that can go wrong. And we want to take care of all of them. We want to stay safe. And the result is that we don't really live. That we don't really enjoy life. that there's no time for real connection, for the adventure of life, for beauty, that we don't have time for ourselves. And this is the world-based fear that we live in, a world based on fear. And we find this natural. And the result is that more and more people get stressed, get depressed, that even children, many children, are very unhappy. This is the world we see around us. And what can we do? Well, first of all, we have to open ourselves for the idea that there is an alternative. Fear is not the beginning and it's not the end. Deep in ourselves, there is an answer. It is our soul. But how do we get in touch with our own soul? Well, and how does it work? The soul, what is it? To start with the first thing. How do we get in touch with our soul? Create space. Create space for your soul. And this starts with simply taking time for yourself. Give yourself space and time. And then, within this time frame, be aware of simple things that have to do with your soul. And these are: enjoy beauty. Take a moment to enjoy beauty, the beauty of nature, or the beauty of music and art. At the moment you start to enjoy beauty, you leave the world of fear behind you. You already take a step into a different world. And then there's another thing. It's a simple word: love. And real love is unconditional. And this unconditional means that you love other people without judgment, whatever they do. But unconditional also means another thing: that your love includes really everything, not only people, but also animals, plants, the earth herself, the stars above you. And when I'm talking of this and you are listening, you feel immediately that unconditional love means oneness. The fear-based worldview of duality is not real. Unconditional love and oneness is real. And then, when you feel this, you have a choice. We humans are species, mental species. We like to think. Not to worry, but we like to think. We like to solve puzzles, play games. And even when we express ourselves, we like to use beautiful words and phrases. So, what does this mean? That we have a choice. We can base our thinking on fear, on duality, or we can to start to think from love, from oneness. And when you start to think from oneness, you start to act from oneness and love. And this is the way to transcend fear in your life. So it means simply that you give the energy of your soul a chance. And when you do this and allow your soul to be the source of your thoughts, then it becomes the source of your actions, the way you behave towards yourself, other people, and nature. And then you will notice that the world around you starts to change. You no longer live in a fear-based world. You live in a bubble of light. And the more people are living in this bubble of light, the more light will become the new world. Bubbles of light will start to touch each other. And a new world will rise, not via a revolution, but through a change from below. And this is happening right now. We are in touch with so many beautiful people all around the world, and they bring change. Don't let the happenings around you, the news, mislead you. A beautiful change in this world is happening right now, and nobody can stop it. It's a revolution, an evolution of peace, light, beauty, and love. And people are connecting all over the world. Do not longer live in fear. The solution is inside. Inside you, there's an immense beauty waiting to be discovered. Thank you for listening.